your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like three stools.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bernarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
What makes Ted Drew's famous frozen custard so darn delicious? Quality ingredients and inspired new flavors, like the Mildred. Created in honor of Ted's mother, the Mildred is a blend of smooth, delicious butterscotch and fresh ground pecans mixed into Ted's tasty vanilla custard, served as a concrete or sundae. If that's not your cup of custard, choose any flavor and any size of Ted's concrete, sundaes, malts, shakes, or floats. How about the Cinnacrunch, a concrete with sweet cinnamon and pecans? Or the scrumptious Fox Treat, loaded with hot fudge, raspberries, and macadamia nuts. Or try the All Shook Up, a combination of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and fresh bananas. Flavors like these are why Ted Drew's received the Best Ice Cream Shop in the World award. St. Louisans know that spring and summer are not complete without a trip to Ted Drew's. So make Ted Drew's your next outing, because
it really is good, guys and gals.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
This is Cam Jansen, and I'm telling you, the warm weather is here. You know what that means? You're probably going to have to take your shirt off at some point. Don't be that guy that has that large t-shirt that jumps in the pool with it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out, and I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at LowTUSA.com. They got two places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. You'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the two locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, LowTUSA.com. It's a game changer. And I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
This is on you, your goal, but you're not alone. One Nation Nutrition thinks it's a joint responsibility to get you where you want to be and how you want to look. With 3 St. Louis area locations to serve you, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, and Wentzville, now is the time to come together as One Nation. One Nation Nutrition.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Dinah Shore, I've never talked about it, but I used to date her. No, wait. No, wait, that was Burt Reynolds. I've always confused myself with Burt Reynolds.
You dated Burt Reynolds?
No, I always confused myself with Burt Reynolds. He dated Dinah Shore. a rare treat. This doesn't happen. This is like that one of those comets that comes around
this
every
is a blue moon.
180 years or something. It's a rare treat when John Landoff is actually in the studio. He's here today. And before he speaks, we have to officially close. Even though there may be like an epilogue from Tim Woodburn to this story he had, we're going to close the Burke segment. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Here we go. Slam shut. Burke segment's officially closed. As the music fades away, I would like to tell the story, very briefly, the true story, of how John Landoff became part of this show. It was a Saturday. It was a hot Saturday, if I remember. Don't remember the month, but I remember it was hot. It was at that racetrack, Gateway whatever, down the...
Yeah, Gateway International.
Yeah, thank you. Right on the east side. And we were in a suite. Now, that sounds fancy, but we were guests of, I believe, Charter Communications. It was the Charter 600 or something. And keep in mind, this is a true story. You'll hear other versions. Not true. Mine is true. That's the day I met Joe Buck. And Joe Buck, he came up to me and said, "Oh, you're really funny." And I thought, but you're Joe Buck. I mean, nothing. I'm nothing. Thank you. He was very nice. And then there was a salesman there. Radio stations have salespeople. And they're the people who are supposed to go to advertisers and go, "Hey, how'd you like to advertise on our station? Here's what it costs." And they write up the deal. And this guy comes over to me. He says, "I know you've had a lot of cars. You know a lot of car dealers. Do you know John Landoff?" And I said, "No. I've met his dad. But I don't. I don't know how this happened, but I've never met him." And he shows me in his hand three $100 bills. And he says, "John Landoff gave me $300. No, you don't speak yet. John Landoff gave me $300 and said, "Do you think there's any way that I could meet Franco Pena?" And he said, "I took the $300 and now I'm coming to you." And I said, "Yeah, of course. $300, sure, I'll meet him." So I went over and I met him. And he said, I'm John Landoff. I own my building or not. I said, "I know, I've heard the commercials. Nice to meet you. I met your dad. He seemed like a really nice guy." I said, "How can I help you?" And then he asked his little son, Timmy, who was with him, if Timmy would step away because he didn't want Timmy to see him crying. He said, "I'm about to lose my business. My car sales are down, and everyone tells me that you're the guy who could really help sell some cars." And I said, "Well, I would like to think I could do that." And he said, "What would it take to get on the air?" And I shot him an outrageous price. And he said, "I'll take it. I don't care what it would be. Nothing is too much as long as it works." And we shook hands. And that next Monday, he was on the air, and he's been on for 14 years. Now, the other part of the story was when Timmy walked over and said, "Dad, I saw you crying earlier, and you were very nervous. You look, what was wrong?" He goes, "Son, there was something wrong, but it's not wrong anymore." He said, "It's all been made right by that man right there, Franco Pena. Everything's going to be fine. And remember, Timmy, when I told you might not have Christmas this year? Looks like that's not going to be a problem." And Timmy was happy, and John was happy, and everybody was happy, and that's a true story.
Oh. Unbelievable. Then about a month later, he paid me $500.
I think you guys owe me some money.
Welcome to the...
I need to see some greenbacks.
Welcome to the modern, state-of-the-art studios of 590 The Fan.
Beautiful. I mean, this is really, really, really nice.
And right next door, the great brew house, the Kirkwood Brew House, which has terrific food.
Does have great food. And had many meals there.
Yeah.
And a couple of cold beers.
So you
How are you doing? That was a great rendition. That obviously you must have had a terrible nightmare over the weekend. So I don't know what you ate. It must have been like cheese pizza and sausage and anchovies to dream up that story.
Man, well, it's a great story and a true one.
Another true story is that Timmy Landoff shook your hand because I was telling them firm handshakes, eye-to-eye contact, "Nice to meet you. My name is," and right. You just act like almost like a soldier, just, you know, so you know, great manners, right? And so Timmy shakes Frank's hand, and I didn't know who this guy was, you know, and he's and he goes, "My name's Timmy Landoff, nice to meet you." And Frank goes, "Well, Timmy Landoff, my name is Frank Opinion." And, of course, Mimi Landoff had listened to the show for many, many, many years, and she kept telling me, this guy's really funny. You need to listen. I'm like, I'm working. I don't, you know, this was before you had an app you could download and listen in your office. So, you know, so Timmy Landoff goes, well, my mom loves you. Mm-hmm. Meant to say my mom loves your program.
No, he didn't.
Tim was about 8 or 9 at the time, okay? My mom loves you. And Frank comes back, like, in a millisecond going, well, not only am I sure that your mother's very attractive lady, but she's obviously very intelligent too, because she listens to the program.
Right.
And that was it. And then you know,
I kept
trying to watch the race, and you know, this guy keeps tapping me on the shoulder. He goes, "Can I talk to you?" And I'm like, he had that look in his eye, like man, you know, I don't know whether it was the cologne I was wearing that day or what, but he kept looking at me. I'm like, going, as long as it's like right here in the middle of the suite, so that you don't like try to get me in a corner somewhere, sir. No, but it was one of those. It just, you have to believe in Omen. You have to believe. I had no clue who I was going to meet in that suite. I knew my boys were going to sit in seats that they were not going to interfere with other people if they grabbed some food, clean up after themselves. And, yeah, Frank was, like, marveling over just what great manners my sons had.
That's true.
And then he said, hey, you know, I've been with this dealer for a long time. I don't think it's going to work. And I was like, well, you know, let's talk. And the great thing is I said, well, here's my business card. Do you have a business card? He goes, I don't have business cards. Well, now I find out why he doesn't have business cards.
Why? Still don't.
They cost like $200 to $250.
That's one bottle of wine for you. That's one bottle of wine and any gun.
Yeah. So thank you. It's been a great,
14 years or something like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, why are you here? Why are you in the neighborhood? Because this is not
I literally live 10 minutes from here. And Trevor sent me a text message.
We call him Limey.
Limey, yeah. Trevor, you know, he said that he has a friend that saw a truck. So, we are actually showing the truck right now to his friend Jim, and one of my top sales reps, John Merriman. Hopefully we'll make this a satellite dealership.
This we could do test drive.
Test drive right out of here.
Satellite test drive location.
Yeah, if an AM and the PM says, "Hey, would you meet me there at the Kirkwood Brew House?" And then you can do you can help save Frank's show. I mean, you can help with the show.
he takes my bit and tries to. work when you do that.
Take your bit.
Take my true story and spin it.
Now, first of all, it's an honor to be in here and watch how it happens. Okay,
like magic. This is where the magic happens.
You know, and a really, really, really good friend becoming a great friend, John Britt, 27 years with the Secret Service, and I met him being on the board with the Medal of Honor group, and it's just great, great, great. I'm honored as a car dealer to be surrounded by all these great law enforcement people, and they all know who you are. They all know that you're a huge supporter of law enforcement. And
here, you want to see my cap? Hang on a second.
Sure. John was in my office today. This is my story.
No, wait. Look at my cap. It says, "Don't forget to thank a cop."
Nice.
That's what my cap says. Yeah. You like that? You want a cap like this?
Yeah,
I'd take this
one.
Cap. I've worn it one time. I just barely have worn it.
It doesn't smell, does it?
No, here, smell it. Yeah, Tim, give me a cap. You can have it.
There's hairs in it.
No, there's not.
It smells a little bit, but that's okay.
No, it does not. If you don't want it.
So I hope that, because every time I'm running, I'm chasing Mimi because she's so much faster than me. And I see a cop drive by. I mean, I wave at them, and they wave back, and I hope they don't think I'm weird, but I'm like, hey, man, you know, thumbs up, give them a wave, and let them know there's a lot
Make
of
sure they see it's a thumb, because they get a lot of that other finger, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. But, you know, great weekend this weekend. I mean, you know, you never know how the Friday and Saturday, Memorial Day, it was unbelievable. Whether it's this early heat and the certain vehicles aren't going to make it through May, more or less June or July, and we don't wish that on anybody, but we had a lot of great people in. And Bob and Sam, his wife Samantha, were in from Wentzville buying their fourth or fifth vehicle from us, and their AM and the PM. Dan was there. Dan came in and said hello once or twice, and then he brought Sandy in to say hello right in the middle of
a deal.
right in the middle of the deal. And I'm talking to the guy, and I'm like, here, now, what if I can do that? I mean, Ferguson.
No, you're in the middle of you're just about to close the deal. Dan walks in his office, and tell him the shirt he had on.
He goes, ask me about Uranus.
These are customers.
I said to Dan, I'm like, oh, buddy, you shouldn't have dressed up to come visit today. I mean, why do this? I mean, Dan, what's wrong with you?
While you're here,
like that?
Let me read you this email I got. You'll like this. It's, Dear Frank, Saturday, I bought a truck from John Londoff. It's the third vehicle I bought from him, and the customer service of the salesman, Steve, was outstanding. And Johnny himself came down and talked to me and helped get the deal done. I didn't get the top-of-the-line truck, but they didn't care. They treated me so wonderful. I would refer them to anybody. Oh, and I also got to meet Dan. He was there with his girlfriend. Thank you. Bob. Is this the guy you're talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, Bob Tracy.
But when Dan came walking in going, hey, this is Sandy. Thanks, Frank. And he goes, and Bob looked up at you, Dan, and Sandy, and like we're trying to buy a truck, right?
No, I don't need to.
Like, it's like old home week, and we're meeting the family and everything else, and it's just like unbelievable. But hey, then you know, Bob's wife, Samantha, was laughing like the whole thing, and I'm like, well, that's kind of how we do it here at Londoff Chevrolet. It's kind of like a family event, and it worked out well. So, well, thanks, Bob.
If people can just try to imagine this scenario. John's with a customer. The customer doesn't know Dan Strauss. He doesn't know. He's in the building. And John is trying to close the deal. And he gets to the point where he says, I'll tell you what. What if we did this? And I think this will seal the deal and we'll both be happy. And that very moment, in bursts a guy with a shirt that says, ask me about Uranus. And he goes, hey, meet Sandy.
This is Sandy. And the guy's like, what, does Sandy have like a couple, 2 grand to put down with?
Well, you know, you said that they were AM and the PM.
They are. Bob's AM and the PM. But he was there in the midst of buying a truck.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of took precedence. You don't just burst in when somebody's putting a deal together, but you got away with it.
It worked.
You get away with all kinds of
and
stuff.
And that shirt, if you lift it up, on the inside, it says Uranus is the seventh planet from the sun.
I'm glad you didn't lift your shirt up, buddy. That would have probably blown the deal. Bob and Samantha would have just like bolted out of there.
That's why he's on radio, not TV.
We're out.
Dan Buff was in there. Dan, have you met John Londoff? Did you meet him?
I have not. This is the first meeting
today. Dan Buffa.
Hi, Dan.
How you
doing? Nice to meet you.
Movie guy. This is his segment right about now. And so he's being polite. He's not sitting here saying what he's thinking. When's this guy going to get out of here and do my movie segment?
And you would never say that, would you?
I would not.
See?
No, because you know how this business works.
I'm a very nice guy. I'm patient. You got to be patient in radio.
You have to be patient in life, period. But yeah, you have to be patient.
You have to be a doctor and have lots of patience.
I don't know where it comes from.
It's my point.
What I did say to Bob, I'm like, you can see that he's just as goofy in person as he is on the radio. And Bob's like, yeah, I can see that all right. But no, thank you to all the great AM and the PM listeners. We had a great weekend. And, you know, the month of May is not over. We're busy today. I'm sure we'll be busy tomorrow because we're open late on Wednesday. And I guess we get to talk again tomorrow.
We do. We do.
I get so excited. Again, really good stuff. So thanks very much. And give us a call. We're going to be open. I'm sure we'll be there till 6:30 tonight, maybe later. But
so late. You actually have to leave here and go out and ask, what's your friend's name? Jim?
Jim.
How's the truck? Did you like it? He's driving it, right?
I turned Jim over. I said hello. I got to meet him. We've got texts back and forth, and I talked to him on his cell phone.
Wish he was honored that you actually called him personally.
Well, that's what I do.
Is he driving it now?
Yeah, I'm guessing so. I don't know. I haven't
by
been
by himself, or is the salesman? No, who's the salesperson?
John Merriman.
John with him, or did you just turn him
loose? I don't know. I've been in here with you.
Yeah, I can probably answer those questions if you want to look at me.
Tim Woodburn's leaving the room. When he comes back, he'll probably have something to share with us news-wise. Can I just sort of... Governor Greitens is about to make a statement.
Yeah. TV stations are reporting he's about to resign, so I'm going to go listen to him.
Yeah, word is he's about to resign. Tim will let you know if that happens here. So, nice to have you here. Go sell that truck to that guy.
I will, Jim. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the man who owns the building a lot, John Londoff.
Thank you, John.
So here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, right, Limey? Get some business done. We come back. We will probably
have what actually is breaking news. Unlike all the stories they tell us are breaking news, every story that comes, this actually is a breaking news story, if in fact Eric Greitens is, and he looks like he's about to resign because he looks really tired and not happy. And that's probably after all of this, what's going to happen. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. John Londoff on the way out to close the deal in the parking lot on a new Chevy truck. You can have that same experience. All you have to do is get up to North County, to Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You are listening to 590 The Fan.
Let's get a check on traffic now with Frank Ladd.
This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temp. Southbound 270 remains stop and go between Olive and Manchester Road. They've gotten some earlier accidents out of the way near Manchester and Highway 44. Eastbound on Highway 70 remains heavy. Grand up through the Mutual Veterans Bridge. Eastbound on 64, your stop and go Jefferson through to the Poplar. Both directions on 170, we've got delays passing Forest Park Parkway. And a pocket of volume westbound on Highway 44 passing Gray Summit out to the Union exit due to road work. This update is brought to you by Account Temps. When you can help closing your books and need additional staff, it's time to call Account Temps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary or project basis and fast. Call today, Account Temps. They are a Robert Half company. I'm Frank Ladd, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Bone, he looked like Twister.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bernarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The average American homeowner has over $16,000 in credit card debt. The balances, they add up, and before you know it, you're making minimum payments on these high interest rate credit cards, and it's impossible to achieve financial freedom. Well, at thehomeloanexpert.com, we can get a cash out refinance for just about anyone. We do FHA, VA, conventional. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for your cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
Every year, fitness, health, and wellness seems to make big strides to help people in their quest to reach new levels of fitness. Yet, we still have more obese people in the U.S. than any other country. One Nation Nutrition wants to start a revolution of change in health and wellness. No fad diets or false promises. Instead, real help for people to reach their goals. Join the One Nation Nutrition revolution today because being more fit, healthy, pain-free, energized, and revitalized is possible now. One Nation Nutrition has the most knowledgeable staff and the best products, so you can be sure you're getting what you need to reach your goals, big or small. There is no magic pill, but there is help. The One Nation Nutrition stores in Winsville, O'Fallon, and coming now to St. Peter's will get you on a program that, with some effort, you too can see major results. Bottom line, it's time to join One Nation, and together let's reach those goals. Come in today and see how.
Take time today and every day to thank our veterans for their service. This salute, courtesy of J.P. Bushnell of St. Louis, serving the area since 1919 and headed by an infantry veteran of Vietnam, Dennis Sullivan, a double recipient of the Bronze Star. J.P. Bushnell is one of the largest distributors of products such as hoses, belts, pump stackings, and sheet packings in the Midwest. Call 314-531-5831 or visit jpbushnell.com. Again, jpbushnell.com. That's J.P. Bushnell, on the air because they care.
From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios, I'm Tim Woodburn. We pause briefly into the program to let you know Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has officially resigned from office. His resignation is effective as of this Friday at 5 p.m., so he'll stay as governor for three more days. He did not take questions from reporters, and his term as governor is over after right at about the 18-month mark. Again, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has resigned as governor from the state of Missouri.
Let's all go to the lobby. 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 Let's all go to the
thank
lobby.
Thank you, Tim.
Let's all
how about
go
that?
To the lobby.
How about that? After all the digging in, all the fighting, I'm staying in the fight. My guess is that other shoe was about to drop.
Well, a judge ruled today that his campaign had to deliver documents of how he communicated with the dark money campaign, how they communicated with each other. They had to turn him over to the House Investigative Committee, and they're going after him hard and heavy with state charges and federal charges. Greitens broke down crying in the and he refused to take questions at the end of the press conference.
Wow, I'm not smart enough to comment on this. I just think that either he's really guilty of some bad stuff, or the lesson learned here is once powerful people decide to go after you, they're not going to give up.
Especially in your own party.
They're not going to give up. So he's either a bad guy or a guy that just made a couple of mistakes and somebody wanted him out. I'm looking at Mandy Murphy. She's cuter than she's ever been. She's gotten cuter. She's gotten cuter. Hmm. I don't know who that other guy is. We don't need him. Get lost. Just let her do it all. Let's all go to the lobby, of course, means it's time to check in with Dan Buffa. He was nice enough to let John Londoff have the stage for a while, and now it's time to talk about movies. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Say hello to Dan Buffa.
Hey, what's going on?
Wow, you're awfully close to me. I'm not used to this.
I know. It's that back away.
John had Dan's microphone, which is across the room, and now Dan's in my lap practice. No, we're okay. We're okay. Tim's offering to give up his seat.
When Johnny Londoff comes in, you don't go, that's my seat.
No, you say, which seat would you like?
Yeah, this is whatever you want. But speaking of Mr. Greitens, I think I have the perfect actor to play him in a movie. You know what's going to happen in about a year or two? It's Bradley Cooper.
Ooh.
Bradley Cooper could play him in a heartbeat. You ever watch A Place Beyond the Pines?
Yes.
Where he played a politician. He was very convincing.
I need to watch it again, but I know I've seen it.
Two years. I'm going to say 2 years, we'll see an Eric Greitens story.
Is there already somebody writing up a movie about this?
I'm going to start tonight.
Oh, I bet they've already started. Yeah, bet.
The minute those allegations came out, like, what was it? Month? 6 weeks ago? 7 weeks ago?
More than
when
that.
Did it start?
Yeah. This has been a while.
Oh, more than that.
The minute that stuff starts, there is somebody in Hollywood. I guarantee you when that happens, they go, dirty politician, start writing a story.
I'll tell you who could have done it 15 years ago. Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
A little old now, but he's perfect.
Played a great president in American President.
Yes,
Rob Reiner movie.
That's another movie we forget about. That's terrific.
So good. And it holds up. Didn't Martin Sheen play his chief of staff? Yeah, he was with Michael J. Fox was the speechwriter.
Yeah, that's a trend. Don't tell me.
Oh, I know the lady.
Hang on. She's the wife.
Can I give you a hint?
No.
Begins with an A.
No, don't.
And
it
ends with a B.
Don't do that.
Hey.
She's the wife.
She's still working. I just watched a movie with her last week.
Of the guy that I don't get, Warren Beatty. I don't get that.
The one
guy.
Who is now known as saying the wrong name at the Oscars.
Yeah, Annette Bening. I just thought of Annette Bening.
Yeah.
And I love her.
And she's still
Annette
in movies.
Bening.
She's still headlining movies. She's in a movie called The Seagull coming out next month.
Now, before you talk about current movies, I just want to tell you that accidentally last night, my whole family was together at the lake, which, my goodness, I love that. I had my both sons, my daughter. My daughter's boyfriend, my son's girlfriend, my other son's wife, and my grandson, and my wife. We're all together, and the rat came to join us, and we had crappie fillets, but that's for later. Last night, we're watching a movie. I don't even remember the movie, but my daughter-in-law said, if you like this, have you ever seen Cold Creek Manor with Dennis Quaid? I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched Cold Creek Manor. I really liked it.
He's a good actor. That's a guy who's kind of...
I like Dennis Quaid.
He's disappeared. He was in that dog film called A Dog's Purpose last year.
That's what we watched last night. And she said, if you like him in this, you like Coke.
And can I ask you a question? Is he ever going to age?
No.
Ever?
No. Dog's Purpose. Folks, if you like dogs, I know there are several dog movies. Tim, have you ever seen A Dog's Purpose?
No.
Okay. You hate dogs or you like dogs?
I have two dogs. I love dogs.
You will absolutely love A Dog's Purpose. It's been out a while, but not long, 2-3 years maybe or something like that. Dennis Quaid's in it. Anything he's in, I will give it a chance because he's just one of those really likable guys.
There's a good movie with him and Jim Caviezel called Frequency.
Father and Son. I've seen it 2 or 3 times.
Great movie.
That's awesome.
I've seen it.
With a really good ending, too, because that movie couldn't really end it in a certain way, but it was really well done.
Okay, now current stuff. What do you have?
But I watched that little indie film that came out on Friday. It's called Solo. They went back and made an origin tale to tell us.
Sorry to interrupt. Somebody keeps sniffing in here. One of your microphones.
It's me.
I have no problem with it.
You know what I got? I got one of those. You ever have like that weird hair?
It's just tickling you.
You can't get rid of it.
Do you want to get you a tissue?
No. I'm just going to keep doing that till it goes.
You want one of those little trimmers?
No. No, I don't. I don't think that would sound any better if I did that. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying
Solo came out on Friday. This is a big movie. And Ron Howard.
About what?
It is an origin tale telling us about Harrison Ford's one of his most famous characters behind Indiana Jones. Han Solo, they made a film with Alden Ehrenreich, who is basically unknown except for a Coen Brothers movie called Hail Caesar last year. They get this. Now, this is
the
a troubleshoot.
The movie called Hail Caesar last year?
Last year, the Coen Brothers made
he
a film
said the
called,
movie's called Hail Caesar last year.
Hail Caesar was directed by the Coen Brothers. That is the only really glimpse of
my
the
favorite
guy.
Line in that movie, and I mentioned it recently, was when they're looking out of the Roman archway, and Caesar says,
"Here it comes."
What's that frozen rain falling down? He goes, "Hail Caesar!"
Oh, ha 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 ha!
Hey, shut up, Randy.
But this is the movie that tells you how Harrison Ford's smuggler became to be, and it's directed by Ron Howard. But it wasn't always; it was a troubled shoot. He had directors that were signed on to do it. They were halfway through the shoot and they dropped out. And then he got, let's say, hey, let's just call Ron Howard. He does everything. So they did this film, and I got to say, I wanted
to just call Ron Howard. That way we know his brother will be in the movie.
And guess what?
He is.
Of course he is. It takes a while, though. For a minute, I was like, is this going to be the first Ron Howard film?
Can I make a suggestion? For you folks who don't know what we're talking about, the next time you watch any movie Ron Howard directed, produced, I promise you, watch the credits, you'll see Clint Howard. That is his talentless brother.
Who his dad was also, and his dad passed away this year, but he was always in his movies as well.
But he's nice enough to carry his brother. Yeah. But if you're Clint Howard.
Have you seen his brother? The guy is a rough-looking guy. Imagine when he goes, hey, Mom, Ron got a movie. Maybe I can get some more.
His brother looks like he should be running a radio station. That's real inside.
But Ron Howard did this movie. I wouldn't do it. I got to say, I wasn't really looking forward to it. I love Harrison Ford's version. They're messing with something. And it's also saturating right now with Star Wars movies. You had Last Jedi in December. Now you have Solo. But I got to say, this was a very fun movie. You go back to the beginning, you have Woody Harrelson playing his mentor. The guy takes him under his wing. You have Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, who is just gorgeous. I'd fight three guys for her. She's Khaleesi, the dragon lady on Game of Thrones. Yes, she plays the love of his life. But it's a very fun movie. And guess what, Frank? You don't have to watch one single Star Wars film to watch this movie, because it's way back in the beginning.
What's going to be my first question to you? Because when I see Solo, I think, Solo.
But this goes way before when he was a kid. I think when Harrison Ford played the character, it had to pick up maybe 15 years after this movie. Because this happens before the 78 film, A New Hope. So you can watch this movie not having watched one Star Wars film. And I got to say, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Look, there's a lot of movies I'll leave, but I'll go, that was a great movie. But it could have missed. It could have trimmed about 5 minutes. These 2 hours and 15 minutes fly by. They pick up. He's stealing a car. You know, he's joining Woody Harrelson's crew. He's taking one job after the next. Paul Bettany plays the bad guy, the one that they're pulling jobs for. You know, he's going to be doing some bad things to Solo if he doesn't steal the goods. Emilia Clarke is his love interest, but you can't trust her because you don't know if she's got connection to the bad guy, so you don't know which way she's going to bend, but it's a great cast. And Ron Howard, I think, if there's any director, I know he's done a lot of movies. He did the Da Vinci Code movies. He's done some good flicks, but it's been a while for Ron Howard.
The one he did where the little creatures fly around, you know what I'm talking about. They're little aliens. Shoot, what's the name of that thing?
Little aliens flying around.
No. One of the best Ron Howard movies that never got the attention.
Oh, Battery's Not Included.
Yes.
Battery's Not
Included.
Love
that movie.
Oh, man,
yeah.
How old is that?
That's at least 20, 30 years old.
Yeah, I mean, back then he made
that
a Apollo 13. It was great. But one movie that I tell you that Ron Howard made that was really good, it got released in a bad spot, was Cinderella Man. Where Russell Crowe played Jim Broadbent. Yeah. Played a great
boxer,
role.
Right?
Yeah, fought Max Baer. Renee Zellweger was good before she dropped off the face of the earth.
Didn't he sort of sow his oats, though, as a director with Cocoon? Launched him?
Yeah, I mean, for him, a lot of movies that he's done recently, I mean, he did the Da Vinci Code movies, but I think anybody could do those movies.
I'm talking about what launched him into being an elite director.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think
Cocoon. Also, Apollo 13 was Oscar nominated as
before Cocoon?
No, Cocoon had to be first.
Cocoon was before.
Yeah. It was in the mid-'80s. Yeah. I was in high school when that came out. I remember
but that.
That
was the, yeah. I used to watch that. I say that movie was really the one that put him on the map. But just a really, he had a string of movies that were just, I mean, hits. Not just critically, but just, they made money.
No, if I see a movie, it's a Spielberg movie or a Ron Howard movie.
You're on. That's it.
I'll check it out. Now, we got to move on to something else. But real quickly, you're pretty deep into the movie thing.
Yeah.
You probably know this. Woody Harrelson. Harrelson, not his real last name. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
Woodpecker.
Wait, Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
That's it. There it is.
Thanks, kids.
You know, they should put that in this next movie.
The kids
Woody,
saw the fun.
Harrelson Woodpecker. That's right. And see the end of this film.
Okay,
that's
next.
Revealed.
Up next.
Everybody knows, along with the Greitens news, that Roseanne has gotten her show canceled.
Whoa, I didn't know this.
Yo, yeah.
Yes.
Today.
So let's go back to the beginning. Roseanne comes back on the air in March. It is a hit.
All the people talking about this are the numbers.
The two-hour premiere did really well. They signed up for an 11th season, and then Roseanne Barr went to Twitter this week and said something about Barack Obama's advisor.
There was a woman, she's 61 years old now. She was one of Barack Obama's senior advisors, and her name was Valerie Jarrett. So remember those initials.
I know the name.
VJ.
Right.
So I think what Roseanne Barr did this weekend, I've been guilty of this back in the days when I used to drink heavy, was, you know, you have a few and then you start sending out texts and start sending anything.
Yeah,
wake up the next day and you're like, oh boy, wish I hadn't done that. I think Roseanne Barr had a day like that yesterday.
So I don't know anything about
her. She ripped on Chelsea Clinton. She ripped on George Soros. She ripped on all these different people.
Yeah.
And Valerie Jarrett, who's African American, 61-year-old female, right. She referred to her, here, I'm going to quote Roseanne's tweet.
Right.
Quote, Muslim Brotherhood plus sign Planet of the Apes equals had a baby dash VJ.
Oh,
and guess
man.
What? After that,
and ABC
dumpster fire.
And her people on the girl that plays the daughter on the show said she's quitting. Wanda Sykes, who's the African American producer of the show, said she's quitting. This before ABC canceled the series.
Wow,
people were starting to drop off the show.
And now that they pulled the reruns from the Laff Network, the LAFF network that was showing the reruns. They pulled the reruns.
Isn't that unbelievable?
So let's just go
you can do
24 hours, right? Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
When did Roseanne send the tweet?
Ruined you?
Was it
yesterday?
So 24 hours yesterday, she had an 11th season. And now today she has nothing. Her reruns are getting pulled. So all those little residual checks are gonna stop coming because they're gonna stop airing the old show. And all for me, the whole cast and crew, the crew is out of job.
Okay, but don't you think now that the networks overreact? I mean, they're
ABC will. This is owned by Disney, so Disney
let's put
had
it this
a big
way.
Say about this.
If this was on HBO or Showtime, they just keep it going.
Yeah.
But it's on Fox, NBC, or ABC. They're going to go, nope, yank it.
But this tweet was up, Frank. This tweet was up for less than 6 hours. It's like she deleted it. Mm-hmm. It was up. People read it. It's gone. Career.
Here's my problem.
I mean, Twitter's a powerful thing. If you say the wrong thing, you're the face.
Here's my problem with it. Let the people judge. If people stop watching it because of that, then you cancel it. My goodness, you cancel it in a few hours because who in Hollywood doesn't say bizarre
outrageous things? Somebody got really sensitive with Howard Stern's early comments on his show. And they said, Howard Stern's been, let's just cancel his show. Now, I mean, for me, I think you just, I agree. I think you let it go. And you see how it reacts.
If she had done the same kind of remarks about anybody in Trump's camp, that show would not be canceled.
No, it would. Yeah, and the fact that
same level,
the fact that her character is very pro Trump on the show, it's basically Roseanne in real life as Roseanne in the show. But for me, I mean, how about all the actors that?
Okay, how about Stephen Colbert, who has become a rating success? He was dying,
taking Letterman's
spot, but because of the brutal Trump bashing, it has elevated his. What's the difference?
I think if you fall in the, I think that the racist edge of Roseanne's comments really sparked us. If she did not include the comment about the advisor, she just took a shot at Chelsea Clinton, Bill Clinton, whatever, then I think she'd have a show. But if once she went the racist, just how vulnerable people are today in the news world. That, I think, really pushed it over the edge.
She made other comments about George Soros saying that he was a swastika-painting Jew and he was responsible for leading people to burning asylums and stuff like that. You know, she was just, like, out of her mind. I think she was drunk.
I think she was
high,
really drunk.
She was high or drunk.
Why can't these people stay out of politics? Why don't they just entertain? I mean, why do they have to do this?
It doesn't really matter. You get to a certain level of your career and fame where you're just followed by millions of people, you cannot say anything racist
and
or
also,
homophobic.
Let's put it this way.
It's a career killer.
And Dan, what was funny about it is that Donald Trump was the focus of the entire first episode, which had huge ratings.
Yeah.
And she hates Trump in real life.
Yeah.
But on the show, she was a huge fan of Trump. And Trump was tweeting about how great a show it was and how it was all about him.
And now it's gone. Yeah. Now he's going to be like, oh, well, we get that show.
I have been fishing on the dock of my grandson. I'm out of the... I didn't know any of this. I didn't know anything about
this. It just landed today. I think it was a couple
hours
ago.
And I was driving back from the lake this morning. I didn't know one thing about this.
I mean, let's put it this way. I mean, The Rock has 13 million followers on Twitter. If he goes out and says one thing, I imagine I don't think he's going to lose as much as she is. But you know, she's got this one show. The Rock has so many different things. It's like if he said something, we go, oh well, you know, The Rock can have, you know, we'll give The Rock this one. But if Roseanne takes it, and you, it's like Louis C.K. when he came out about the sexual misconduct with that woman, he lost his show. Mm-hmm. He lost the movie he had coming
out. He's done.
He lost everything. And see, with Roseanne, when you're hinging your bets on one project, you can lose it.
This is the hypocrisy of Hollywood. They can do the most despicable, disgusting things like Saturday Night Live when it comes to Trump. But if you go
Roman Polanski was accused of and almost convicted of rape, and he has movies coming out. And
he was just something really wrong here.
There's just a certain line.
I'm not saying what she did was right. I'm just saying Roseanne is not the most brilliant person on earth. She's not that.
But how many double standards can you have in Hollywood?
Well, apparently
you can have a lot
more.
But I want to say, if you don't want to watch Solo in theaters, Netflix has good stuff coming out. Anybody know who Martin Freeman is? He is.
No.
He's on the Sherlock Holmes series with Benedict Cumberbatch.
If you watch The English Office, he was basically the English.
He's a great
gym.
He's a very good actor.
He's in the new Avengers movie.
He was the actor in the scene in Love Actually, the one that was filming the sex scene.
Most popular one. You know the recent Hobbit remake? He was Bilbo Baggins.
He's kind of a one of those actors that kind of slips in. You know,
good actor.
In this movie, it's called Cargo, and he plays a dad. And after a zombie apocalypse has happened in Australia.
The zombies are coming.
The zombies are coming to Australia. Watch out there, Chris Hemsworth. But he has to protect his daughter, and he is infected. So he is trying. This whole movie is him trying to get somebody to take care of his daughter. But you know, he has 48 hours to live. That's the whole movie. It's called Cargo. Martin Freeman, if you don't know who he is, if you watch this movie, you'll know who he is. It's really good.
Okay. He
was
in Shawshank Redemption.
It's an hour and a half.
Like, I saw the trailer for this movie, and it opens up you just see him. He's setting a timer on his watch for 48 hours.
He's got 48 hours, because once you're infected...
I love that kind
and he woke up, and he woke up, and somebody was chewing on him.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Let's say if you have a quarrel with your wife or a fight. Well, in this movie, Martin Freeman has to fight his wife as his wife gets infected. That's a very good scene.
Infected?
And see, he puts down his daughter and goes, I had to go deal with mommy. And then he has to go basically fight his wife who was infected. And he gets infected.
When you were like a fetus, there was a TV show on the air called Run for Your Life with Ben Gazzara.
Oh, my
goodness. Ben Gazzara?
A great TV series.
The villain from Roadhouse?
Probably.
Yeah.
But here's the deal.
So
same kind of premise. He had something like 2 hours to live or 2 years to live or something. Run for Your Life literally meant he's running for his life. The clock is ticking. And he's only got so much time. I don't remember what he was running
from. And the movie's just like that. I mean, it's basically a time-sensitive movie.
Yeah,
he has
like
2 days. He has to find somebody. Well, I mean, imagine, if you're going to die in a terrible way, but you got to find somebody to watch your infant daughter.
So I like the line, wake up and you're being chewed on.
Yeah.
Didn't Bananarama come out with a song about that movie? I'm your fetus. I'm your fetus.
Your desire.
Good one. Good one.
I do want to say that Walking Dead fans, you're in for some bad news today. Andrew Lincoln is going to leave the show after next season. He's the star of the show.
No more Carl.
No more Richard Grimes.
Can I make an observation? This is true. This is truly versatile talent when a guy can break in with a serious, Governor Greitens has resigned, and then moments later, I'm your fetus.
It's a certain talent.
That's diversity.
Oh, thank you.
It really is. And, you still have, can Mr. Cleveland go later, you think?
He is here.
Oh, he's telling you.
Hello, here. Bill. Can you go later? Nod yes or no.
Yes, he can. He can go later. So you have another.
That's fine.
You have another 3 minutes or so.
3 minutes. Four, okay. Maybe. Well, I do want to say for
he's heard that before.
For coming. That's right. Let's just put it away. It didn't happen in the studio.
I only need 30 seconds.
Is my mic on?
Yes, it is. That's why you don't hear anybody laughing at your stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, ouch. Let's hope not. Man, wow. Burn. Oh. And the closer you get to Frank, the more you get burned.
That's
my
right.
Gosh. But I want to say for fans of Spawn, the great comic book series that was done terribly with Michael J. White and Martin Sheen 20 years ago, Jamie Foxx is going to do it. Todd McFarlane, the guy who created the comic about a soldier who gets killed, comes back as a demon from hell, fighting the good, fighting the bad guys. Jamie Foxx is going to do it. Thank goodness, because this is one of the best comic books that ever came out that got the worst, I mean, comically bad movie version.
My ex-wife is in this? Demon from hell?
And don't you leave this studio without talking about the big scene in Billions last night. Where Taylor, you don't know.
No, either way. My wife hasn't seen it.
Just one scene. Taylor, you don't know if it's a man. You don't know if it's a woman.
Right.
And there's a scene where there's guys that are standing at urinals and they're having having a meeting of the minds about what to do next. And all of a sudden you hear Taylor speaking in the bathroom and you're like, oh, she's in the guy's room and she's standing at the urinal and she comes out of the stall.
And guess what?
She comes out of the stall.
Don't worry, Frank. I'm going to spin this in the movie.
So you don't know if it's standing or sitting.
She's going to be in John Wick 3. Asia Dillon, who plays Taylor on Billions, is going to be in. And also, who I think is as gorgeous as she was when she was young, Halle Berry is going to be in a scene in John Wick 3. They were recruiting some very...
What's the storyline on John Wick 3?
Starring Halle Berry's toes.
What's the storyline for John Wick 3? Who's he getting revenge on now?
He is. Well, essentially, he's been banished from that community assassin. So he's basically on the run. So he has to fight everybody. Ian McShane's character said, you are excommunicado. That means you are basically the target of every hitman in the world. That's John Wick 3. It's going to be the last chapter. It comes out next year.
Sorry.
That's all I got. But I do want to say this. Morgan Freeman, here's a lesson, my friend. You're a great actor. If you deny assault allegations, which he was accused of by 8 women, Morgan Freeman has been pulled into that sexual assault web. Don't say you're sorry at the same time.
I never sexually assaulted those women.
Two things. If you deny it, don't say you're sorry.
Well,
it wasn't me.
I tried to touch her breast, but she refused.
The voiceover king.
It was consensual.
Oh, man. They pulled all kinds of stuff.
There's a lot more than that.
I think she liked it.
Now is he gonna be just you're done like Louis C.K.?
No.
Why not?
Unless right now it's just allegations. Unless they get more than that.
Well, they pulled commercials and stuff.
Weren't a lot of these allegations?
It's basically he said, she said.
But
so
isn't
right
that
now,
what did a lot of these guys in? They didn't go to court once it came out that they.
It just
said,
depends on how much it's. If it stays in the news and these women really come forward with more details, then it's bad. But if it goes away, you know, it's not as serious. It just depends on the next week.
I think they pulled the Visa commercials that he was in.
Oh, they've already
some
pulled
other stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
they pulled
man.
Stuff.
Come on, Morgan. I swear, man. If it's true, the guy, that's a heck of a talent to throw away. I mean, it's one thing for Kevin Spacey.
I liked it.
But, I don't want to get started on this. It just seems to me that if we're going to start calling everything sexual harassment, And we've lost the meaning of rape. We've lost the meaning of true sexual harassment.
And the problem I have is that he's denied it, but then he said he was sorry.
Have you ever been to Italy? Has anybody in this room ever been
to
Italy?
No.
When you go to Italy, women actually expect.
Yes.
In fact, they're offended.
Yes.
They're offended if you walk by and don't give them a whistle or give them a wow. We have
a friend who is European, and honest to goodness, she just said that to my wife. She said the very things you people are getting all bent out of shape over. We find flattering.
That's all Morgan Freeman said he did.
Yeah,
he didn't touch anybody or force anybody. He said he just made comments.
I interviewed an actress who was European, and I asked her about the nudity on her show because she got nude a lot. It was this Ivana Milicevic on Banshee on Cinemax. She's like, look, I'm European. I don't care.
Yeah.
There's nothing about sexual
I'm
assault
European.
In that.
In the bathroom.
Do that close out thing you do. I'm Dan Buffa.
I've had enough of it.
All right,
see you later.
So have we. Thank you. Dan Buffa. We've all had enough. And Buffa brought to you by Window World, windowworldstlouis.com, if you want more information on the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And while I'm at it, let's just talk about Window World. I gave you the website, windowworldstlouis.com. You call them when you know, and you'll know when your windows are shot craps. You just will. We're headed for some hot weather. We're headed for it. Look at this past weekend. My goodness. You walk from the house to the car and you're soaking wet. The humidity's up. The temperatures are up. If that heat is coming in around those windows, bad windows. Their time is up. They weren't meant to last forever. They were builder-grade windows. That's not a slam against builders. It's just a fact that unless you upgrade, you're going to get a certain caliber, certain type window. Those are the windows that get replaced. And the window that replaces them more than any other window in this country is Window World. Lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. There are lots of reasons it's the number one seller in the United States. Window World. Again, more at windowworldstlouis.com.